experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges. Right here, right now, with your hosts, founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times best-selling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peake. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
What's that?
Sugar.
Oh, I know.
And you know something?
Thing.
It's hidden and it's a problem, and everyone out there, I mean, you'd have to be living in a Buddhist colony on the top of the Himalayas not to have read all of the research now that says sugar is addictive, and sugar, and this is refined sugar, is a major problem here in terms of our ability to be able to control our weight, our health, and our wellness. And boy, I am so happy to have on board to help us understand this whole problem Dr. Nicole Avena, who is a research psychologist, neuroscientist, and an expert and a very articulate speaker and presenter in the field of nutrition, diet, and addiction. Right now, she's on faculty at the New York Obesity Research Center at Columbia University and is the author of a brand new book. You got to go out there and get it. It's fabulous. It's called Why Diets Fail. So, Dr. Avena, thanks for being on with us. Tell us.
Oh, thank
where,
you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Listen, where are those sugars hidden?
Well, this is the big secret, is that they're hidden everywhere. And so this is why it's important for us to really take control of what we're eating and become really good detectives so that we could see all the different places where sugar is hiding. We're often seeing it masked in foods that seem to be healthy, so lots of different granola bars and cereals and health foods often have a lot of added sugar, so it's really important to take a look at the back of the labels so you can see exactly how much sugar is being put into these foods before you decide whether or not you should eat them.
Well, what's the difference between the added sugars, artificial sugars, and naturally occurring sugars?
Well, you know, I advocate that if people are going to eat sugar, it should be the naturally occurring ones, and by that I mean sugar that we get in the form of fruits and some vegetables. And so eating a whole apple, that's a great way to get a sugar, a form of sugar, as opposed to, you know, having apple juice, which is usually added sugar that's been put into a concentrate of apples. And so, you know, eating your vegetables and fruits that contain sugars are the way in which I think most people should try to get them into their diet, as opposed to having, you know, processed foods that have sugar just added into it that wasn't there in nature.
Is it even possible to cut sugar out of your diet altogether?
And, you know,
it sounds like it's
again,
everywhere.
It really boils down to understanding the amounts of sugars that are in the different foods. It's important to realize that you do get some sugar when you eat fruits and some vegetables, but the proportion of sugar that you're getting from those fruits and vegetables is much smaller than you're going to get if you were to have, you know, a bite of a candy bar or granola bar or something like that.
I think people aren't reading labels. They don't get what's going on out there. Dr. Avena, you made it very, very clear in your book, Why Diets Fail, that the research is absolutely compelling and is strong, that there's a very strong relationship between refined sugar and addictive-like eating behaviors. And therefore, because of that, we really need to be on the lookout for these hidden sugars. And how can one now, using your plan, begin to attack that? What's the first thing they should do?
Right. So the first thing is to really figure out what you're eating. I think you're right, Pam. A lot of people don't realize how much sugar they're consuming because they don't really pay attention to those nutrition labels. So the first thing to do is take stock of what you're eating. Take a day or two and keep a food journal. Write down everything that you eat and pay careful attention to the nutrition labels so you can, at the end of the day, tally up how much sugar you're actually eating. And you'll be shocked. It's certainly going to be more than the American Heart Association recommends, and it's certainly going to be more than what the World Health Organization now recommends, because they're recommending that all Americans and all of us cut our sugar intake in half. So the first thing is to, and it's going to be a challenge for a lot of people because the average American is consuming 22 added teaspoons of sugar each day. Now, it's hard to visualize that, but if you were to take 22 teaspoons of sugar and pour them into a bowl, you'd start to see how quickly that mountain of sugar starts to grow. And so the goal is to really reduce that as low as possible. So the first thing is to figure out where those sugars are by figuring out what foods you're eating that contain them so that you can come up with other types of foods to consume instead of them.
So what are some of the lower sugared fruits,
and I think for most
example?
Of us, and for many people out there, what the people I've been talking with, a lot of people have a problem with sugar-sweetened beverages. And so I often tell people those are the first things that really need to go. If you're drinking sodas and sweetened juices, it's better to find another beverage that you like. And I think one thing that people should do is figure out what is it about that sugar-sweetened beverage that they like. If you happen to drink colas because you like the fizziness, well, maybe switch to a seltzer water. Or if you're drinking a cola because you like the caffeine, then maybe think about switching over to coffee.
What about doing something like a sugar detox? You know, kind of get a little 12-steppy about this. And that is saying, you know, you were so right. You said, okay, make that list. And you know where, you know, your trigger foods are. It could be, you know, again, the sodas and all the rest of it. But are you saying that it would be helpful for people to just sort of eliminate those, maybe in the short term or maybe forever? I mean, what is your thought?
Yeah, so in my book, Why Diets Fail, we offer a plan called the Sugar Freedom Plan. And this is really a five-step plan that people can follow in order to get added sugars out of their diet. And, you know, I often get the question of whether or not people should just quit sugar cold turkey. And I normally tell people that it's going to be really hard to quit sugar cold turkey because I think that's the reason why many diets fail. That's the reason why we named the book Why Diets Fail. Because part of the problem with any type of healthy eating plan is that after you do it for a week or so, it fails. You can't stick to it. And part of the reason behind that is because most of these diet plans that are out there don't acknowledge that when you start to eat healthy, if you've been overeating sugars and processed foods, you're going to go into withdrawal. You're going to feel cravings. You're going to have to deal with this whole addictive aspect of the foods that you were eating. And so going cold turkey can be very, very difficult, especially in our modern food environment.
So what do you do?
Well, I advocate a modified cold turkey approach. And so start off with those sugar-sweetened beverages. Those are the first things that should go because they have no nutritional value other than the calories, extra calories that we don't need and we don't want. So get them out of your diet. That's the first thing to go. Once you've mastered that and made that a part of your new life where you're no longer drinking those sugar-sweetened beverages, then you can move on to the junk foods like the cookies and cakes and things that you tend to snack on and identify which ones are the most problematic and then replace them with a healthier alternative that doesn't contain added sugar. It's going to take time, but it's really the way to do it if you want to have a long-lasting, sustainable change in the way that you eat.
So true. It's
what do you think, Nicole, of people who basically advocate just rearranging your relationship with food? Just say yes or no. Is that in other words, don't go on a sugar detox, but just rearrange it. Don't eliminate the sugary beverages.
Well, I think that it's going to depend on the individual. I think that for some people, doing some sort of detox, sugar detox, is a way to jumpstart themselves.
Right. So what you're really saying is keep it individual. I think that that's a great idea. I want to thank you, Dr. Nicole Avena, for being with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.